Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, Dhyana Yoga, text 19. Itadipo nivatasto nengate sopama smrita yogino yata chitasya yunjito yogam atmanaha. Yata, as, deepa, a lamp, nivatasta, in a place without wind, na, does not, ingate, waver, sa, this, upama, comparison, smrita, is considered, yogina, of the yogis, yata chittasya, whose mind is controlled, yunjataha, constantly engaged, yogam, in meditation, atmanaha, on transcendence. Translation or purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As the lamp in a windless place does not waver, so the transcendentalist whose mind is controlled remains always steady in his meditation on the transcendent self. Purport. A truly Krishna-conscious person, always absorbed in transcendence, in constant undisturbed meditation on his worshipful Lord, is as steady as a lamp in a windless place. This is a introduction to the process of controlling the mind. The whole purpose of the yoga system is not, as Prabhupada would say, some mystic perfection. The whole idea is just to control the mind and put it on Krishna. In other words, yoga is actually meant for Krishna consciousness, not for some gymnastics or some mystic power or whatever. And the process can be done in any way. All the processes, whether karma yoga or jnana yoga or bhakti yoga, are meant for the same thing, to fix the mind upon Krishna. And Krishna, in the next verses, will explain the technique, which I'll probably read, because although the purport is quite long, eventually we have to read it. But the idea is it takes certain qualities like determination, conviction, intelligence, and wherever the mind wanders to due to its flickering, unsteady nature, one must bring it back under the control of the self. So normally the conditioned soul, he doesn't really care where the mind wanders to. Matter of fact, he's not even aware the mind's wandering usually. But one who becomes conscious of, then he realizes that I have to bring the mind back under the control of the self. And generally there are 9 processes of activities that we can do to serve Krishna, beginning with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. These are 9 different processes of devotional service. Of course, we have Namakirtan, chanting the holy names, worshipping the deities, Archa-seva, Archana-seva, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, living in a holy place, and serving the devotees. These are powerful processes, included within the 9, by which one can make rapid advancement in devotional service, and they're all based upon focusing the mind upon Krishna and giving one's love to Him. Now, by the indirect process, it takes a long time because there is no transcendental award for sitting in a holy place and trying to focus the mind by the prescribed process of drilling the respiration, looking at the tip of the nose, it's quite boring actually. Generally people who have lived a life of frustration, they can do such a thing. If people have any sense of material enjoyment, it's very hard for them. Why would they go to a secluded place? Unless they were trying to get away from the coronavirus or something. So, Krishna is telling Arjuna this process because Arjuna was thinking of some process to get away from the battlefield. He's thinking of some process of self-realization. So Krishna is going over the whole process from karma yoga to jnana yoga. Now he's on astanga yoga. And he'll say, actually, it's all quite good, and they're all good, but a little difficult to execute. Therefore, Krishna says, if you just hear about me and then execute devotional service, and in other words, live a fairly normal life, but in devotional service, and at the same time try to fix your mind upon me, and the process of doing that is not by a mechanical process, or hearing about how Krishna is the owner of everything, the proprietor of everything. And then, as much as we accept that, will be revealed by how much we become interested in finding out what Krishna wants us to do with his energy. When Prabhupada wrote to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, his last letter, he only asked him one question: how can I serve you? So that's the most important question. How can I serve you? Of course, we should ask it if we actually want to do service. We ask someone, how can I serve you? And they say, well, can you do this? Nah. Try something else. What about that? Nah. Go for three, you get three wishes. What about that? Well, I can do a little of that, but don't expect too much or too soon. But at least you asked me. So, if everything belongs to Krishna, we have to find out what to do with Krishna's energies. So, we should have asked a person who can actually tell us what Krishna wants us to do with his different energies, whether gross or subtle. Now, Krishna has not made it a mystery what he wants us to do with his energies. As a matter of fact, that's what the whole Bhagavad Gita is all about. What we're supposed to do. Manmara bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishasi satyam te pratijani priyosime. That's part of it. Think of me, become my devotee. And at the same time, Krishna says, shreya swadamo viguna paradharmat sunustitat. As long as we're conditioned by the material energy, we have to know what to do. Now what we're doing with his energy is engaging in the Sankirtan movement. That's what people, especially who are living in the temple, they're supposed to be engaged in trying to help fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission of everyone chanting Hare Krishna in every town and village. So that's what we do externally, and by doing that, then we'll also be able to think of a Krishna internally. Because if one fulfills the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and cooperates to, according to one's abilities, utilize one's abilities in that mission, and when one realizes one should do that activity to please Krishna, then the result will be that one will naturally think about Krishna. And if one naturally thinks about Krishna spontaneously, then once Krishna consciousness is perfect, we don't have to do anything else. We don't have to become the controllers of the universe. We don't have to get a 100% on our Srimad Bhagavatam test. Although, it's not a bad idea. But it's not necessary. What is necessary is to remember Krishna all the time and never forget him in devotional love. That's the final test. If you can pass that, then all the other tests have passed also. And if you don't pass that test, passing all the other tests is a waste of time. No, maybe you'll get a degree, you'll get some recognition. But besides getting some recognition, it won't help us at the time of death. So Krishna will go over this process, and you could try it out, see if it works. A little difficult. Find deer skin around here. Is there a zoo in Ljubljana to have deer? Maybe you can sneak in and try to get a deer skin. Other than that, probably better off trying to chant Hare Krishna and pay some attention, chant with some devotional love, make the whole thing a lot easier. Anyhow, I'll stop there. Any questions? He's not here. I don't think, maybe he's marking your tests. Ominous, is that he's not here. Anything else? No. I didn't read it. Tomorrow I'll read this long verse, otherwise it'll take too long. Long purport about Ashtanga Yoga. The rest of the chapter is all about, well, the next verses are about what is the process of Ashtanga Yoga, which is completely different from what they're doing nowadays. This whole emphasis on asana and even pranayama has nothing really to do with the actual, well, it has something to do with the process. But asana is just so you can sit and do pranayama. And pranayama is simply so you can purify the mind, so you can stop thinking of a million things. And stopping to think of a million things is just so you can start thinking about Krishna. And then you can sit there and remember Krishna's name, form, quality, and pastimes. That's all it is. If you can do that without going through this whole process, then you've perfected the yoga process. You're all great yogis, or trying to aspire to become great yogis, at least. Even if you can't bring your foot behind your neck, still you get some recognition for being yogis. All right. Thank you very much. Grandaraj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.